it was an awful time. It wasn't that we were bombed. The planes used to come over a lot because they were aiming for Hatfield Aerodrome. And I can only remember two or three times that bombs were dropped. They didn't hit Hatfield Aerodrome. They hit, you know, the white bridge over town? Well, they hit some houses over there. And that was tragic. I think they found a baby's body in a tree, you know, blown out. And it was awful. But that's the only awful thing that happened. We did have bombs just missed us. But they came over night after night. You never got a night's sleep. Always the siren went, and you waited for them all the bombers to go over and the droning to stop. Then you had to get up and go to work in the morning. Honestly. It really was a tough time, and rationing, of course. You know, we were looked after, but you didn't have anything fancy or anything like that. You just got your rations, like you got two rations a week for each person. And my mum used to save them up and give them to the boys when they came home from the war, because my brothers were in the Air Force and the Army and the Navy.
Yes.
So they all got the you know, extras. Yes. Yeah. Didn't get things like bananas or oranges much, just now and again. It was very, very plain sort of living, I suppose, you know. It was, had to be something that filled you up. And they, what they had around the Garden City was a couple of places that, I forget what they called them now, but you could go there and get a cheap meal, you know, now and again, and you get a substantial meal, like didn't have to cook it yourself, so it saved your rations. It's not a cafe, it was a British, you know, thing that they'd set up for during the war. And they were them to go to, yeah. So apart from that, I mean, we weren't hurt in any way in the war. But it was just never getting any sleep.
And what about your first job? How did you find that?
Well, I was told that you were given choices of where to go. I could go in the Land Army, but I couldn't go into that because I'd had rheumatic fever and I wasn't quite strong enough. Like, so they said, would you like to go to Watson Baker's? So I said, well, what do they do? So they said, well, they make, you know, binoculars. I thought, well, that sounds harmless enough. But when I went there, it was great big machines, you know, with drilling out all these bits and pieces. And I said, God, I don't think I could do that. So they said, well, you could work upstairs, and that's where they put the prisms into the binoculars. You know, you cleaned them and put them in. And it used to take sometimes about an hour to clean one prism. It was very particular sort of work, you know. That was boring, but we got paid, so...
Whereabouts was the factory?
It was opposite Roach. Do you know where Roach is in, what's it called, where the shredded wheat is?
Oh, right, yes.
It was opposite there. It was just a little factory, just, you know, great big upstairs and down. And they had great massive machines downstairs to do all the hard work, you know, the men's type of work. But, yeah, we got on quite well. We had quite a good time there.